Welcome back. Now, hold the Grande Cappuccino. The coffee chain Starbucks has been forced to close its branch in Beijing's Forbidden City. The company said the decision to close had been congenial, but since the cafe opened 7 years ago, it's become the target of an increasingly widespread protest campaign, claiming it tramples over Chinese culture. Here's Harry Fawcett.
Starbucks was here by invitation. The authorities who run the Forbidden City, Beijing's enormous 15th century imperial palace complex, encouraged the small, almost invisible franchise of the global chain to open in 2000, a sign of a modern, outward-looking China as it prepared for the Olympics in 2008. But within weeks, the shop was the target of vehement opposition, a blight, it was said, on a Chinese cultural treasure and world heritage site. Tourists, too, seemed to find it at best a curiosity.
Doesn't look like one. I don't see a sign, but watch.
This is a forbidden green tea frappuccino. Kind of tastes like ice grass, but you know, blasphemous, so it's just delicious all the same.
The campaign to remove the cafe took off earlier this year, when a blog by an influential Chinese newsreader, Rui Chengang, in which he called on Starbucks to pull out, was featured heavily in the media. Thousands supported his stance, and museum managers eventually bowed to the pressure.
We talked with Starbucks, and they have had some alternative plans, so they agreed to move out of the Forbidden City.
While some visitors today were disappointed to be denied their lattes, others were fully in favour.
It's better. It's harmed the traditional culture.
I think it doesn't belong into the Forbidden City. It's not, should not be as commercialized like that.
In fact, commercialization is hardly new here. The for now locked-up cafe is already being made over into one of many souvenir shops on the site. Starbucks says it respects the decision, and with more than 250 outlets already in China, its most important market after the US, the company can afford to be sanguine about this one bit of forbidden territory.
Harry Fawcett. Now, tonight sees the...